With me in studio, Green Party Senator Pauline O'Reilly. Good morning to you. Do you agree with what Barry Cowan said in that report, that the effectiveness of the Greens in government depends on their unity? Did we see that unity in the consensus decision on this suspension of the party whip last night?
Absolutely. I think that we do have a unity of purpose. And both deputies, I believe, realised that there would be sanctions imposed. Sanctions are important in a whip system, and the whip had given clear directions, and we agreed with the proposal as a parliamentary party to have a suspension for 6 months from the parliamentary party and a loss of the whip for 6 months. And we would hope that both deputies will return to the fold after 6 months.
And so was, you know, none of the divisions we've seen before, for instance, you know, when at Green Parliamentary Party meetings, there was no factions, there was no big rows. It was all very serene.
Well, obviously, I can't go into the details of what happens at a parliamentary party, but I will say that it was absolutely by consensus.
May have been a consensus, but I'm just looking here at a statement that was released by Green elected representatives on the maternity hospital on the 14th of April. Nasa Harrigan signed it, you signed it, Mark O'Cahasy signed it, Stephen Matthews signed it. The ownership of the National Maternity Hospital must be secure and fully in state ownership. This will not be possible where some of that oversight and governance is undertaken by a private entity. This principle is important and worth investment, including the consideration of a compulsory purchase of the National Maternity Hospital site. So you signed that as well, Pauline O'Reilly. Nasa Harrigan is the top name on that list. She's now out of the party. Have they been kicked out for following party policy?
We all, as members of the party, believed that it should have been built on public land. However, the land simply wasn't for sale. Now, since that date, we have had reassurances. We've had many briefings, but we've also seen all of the documents. And we have now a change from a 99-year lease to a 300-year lease. And I believe that that does give the security. And I'm fully confident that the... All of the terminations that we had hoped, the gender confirmation surgeries, that they will go ahead, and I'm fully confident about that.
But that is the argument that is coming from the three government parties on this at the moment. But for many Green supporters, this leaves a bad taste in the mouth. Again, you know, you've been, you know, on Twitter, you know, you've been posting since December 18 about our National Maternity Hospital demands of government. There are people who are saying they will not vote for you and other Green politicians again because of this decision in government.
I think that there are difficult decisions that need to be made when you are in government. I believe that this is the best decision for women of Ireland and
but
for the
what
public.
What about it costing you votes? With a lot of the Green base who feel that this was a turn too far.
I am perfectly honest with my feelings around this hospital, and I go with that honesty to people and ask for their vote. But in the end of the day, it's up to people whether they vote for you or not. I believe that this was the correct decision, and it was a decision of government. And when you're in government, you all take that decision together, and you all take the responsibility for that decision together. And that's what being in a party means as well.
You expect them to reapply in 6 months?
I would absolutely hope so. And I have the utmost respect for both deputies, as indeed we all do in the parliamentary party.
But what about when it comes to the budget? I mean, we face a very difficult winter. We know the cost of living crisis. We know the energy crisis. We know the housing crisis. What if either of these TDs out of the party don't vote with the government on budget measures? Would that have an impact on their readmittance?
It's a matter that they will have to reapply in 6 months, and we will take the direction of the whip as we did last night.
But what do you think yourself? Because, I mean, it's an important matter, isn't it? This is going to be, the numbers are very tight now. The budget is going to be one of the toughest that's been drawn up in a number of years. Here we have two Green TDs outside the party whip. Do you expect them to support the government on the budget? And if they don't, would that have an impact on their readmission?
Being outside of the parliamentary party means that it is a decision for themselves how they vote. And I don't believe that it's proper to speculate at this time. We would all very much hope that they will rejoin the parliamentary party.
Because one of the reasons, I suppose, that, you know, when we heard it there again from Bernard Durkin and from Barry Cowan and the others in Keane's report, that there were TDs in Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael looking at the Greens saying, well, you haven't done too much about the discipline up to now. And given what we've had to do in terms of resignations and suspensions, this is the minimum you'll have to do. You'd no choice, did you?
I think that, you know, every party has to look and take these kind of measures. Every single TD in the Dáil knows that there are sanctions for going against the whip. And therefore, those measures, it's regrettable. It's obviously difficult when you have to make these kinds of decisions. Nobody wants to be in that position, but it was the correct thing to do.
The correct thing to do to have the government majority reduced to one?
We need to have a unity of votes, and that's the ultimate thing.
Well, you need the numbers as well, don't you?
We need the numbers, but we need to have the numbers secure on how people will vote. And as listening to all of the deputies from the other parties there, we do still have a majority, but it is slim. And we need to retain that. And that is why these decisions are important. And the Greens are really achieving in government, in terms of when you look at some of the things that, like the national,
what's the biggest achievement so far?
Well, look, only in the last few months, or we've had the rollout of the national retrofit program started. We've also had the 20% reduction in transport costs across the board, 50% for those under the age of 24. They have a significant impact on people. We also, I believe, need now in the next budget to be putting significant funding behind childcare, which is one of our ministries. All of our ministries are intact, are working very hard, and we need to make sure that we get...
OK, I think you'll find that there's unanimity across the Dáil on action on childcare. We'll see what happens in terms of specific measures in the budget. In terms of the conduct of government, though, I mean, this business of, you know, the Taoiseach was talking about it with Mary Lou MacDonald yesterday in terms of the Dáil tactics, and this is the way the Dáil works. But the spectacle of the government abstaining on a Sinn Féin motion, the rural independence and people before profit coming together. You talk about the right decision. It looked more farcical, really, didn't it?
Well, the motion came after a decision had already been made. It's not a binding motion, despite the fact that it's passed. But I think the very fact that, as I said at the outset, I do believe that it would be correct to have our hospitals on public lands. It's not achievable in this particular instance. We do need to urgently have the National Maternity Hospital progressed, and I believe that all of the safeguards are in place. But that doesn't change the fact that...
There's been a lot of confusion. I don't want to reopen the whole thing. But again, a couple more, you know, you could have gone till the end of the Dáil term, had time to go back to St Vincent's, have time to look at the direct transfer of the site all over again, because that was the message clearly coming from right across the Dáil and indeed from within your own party.
This is the fourth minister now trying to get this over the line.
A few weeks, really?
I have felt that the last couple of weeks, most people that I speak to do have the reassurances that they need. And I certainly have the reassurances that I need. We have had three briefings in our party. There have been three sessions of the health committee. This has been extensively examined.
Finally, government stronger or weaker after all of this?
I think that government relations are very good. I think that we needed to take these steps in order to maintain the government unity, but that government unity is very much intact.
Appreciate your time this
Thank
morning.
You.
Thank you for coming in to us. That's Green Party Senator Pauline O'Reilly.